What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. This is the third and final edition of our three-part tribute to the late Naptown guitar great Bill Jennings. Bill Jennings had an extraordinary career in music, and he made important contributions to multiple genres of music, including blues, rock and roll, R&B, and jazz. And on this week's show, we'll be focusing on Jennings' work in jazz. Bill Jennings recorded with some of the top names in jazz, including Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
Life is so peculiar.
You get so wet in the rain.
You know it too. You get so warm in the sunshine.
Get my suntan. It doesn't pay to complain.
I never complain. When I get up each morning, there's nothing to breathe but air. Yeah. And
when I look in the mirror, we'll start things off with three tracks that Bill Jennings recorded for King Records in 1955. And all three of these recordings feature Bill's brother Al on vibes. First, we'll hear Nature Boy, followed by Sea Breeze, and finally, Glide On. We just heard three tracks Bill Jennings recorded for King Records in 1955. And all three of those recordings featured Bill's brother, Al, on vibes. Up next, we'll hear three more tracks Jennings recorded during the 1950s. From 1957, we'll hear Wishbone. After that, we'll listen to The Lonesome Traveler, recorded in 1951. And finally, we'll hear What's New from 1954. Mm-hmm. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the final edition of our three-part series paying tribute to the late Naptown guitar great Bill Jennings. He was born in Indianapolis in September of 1919. On this week's show, we're focusing on Jennings' work in jazz music. Up next, we'll listen to two tracks Jennings cut in 1961 with the jazz vocalist Betty Roche. This album featured an all-star group of players, including Roy Haynes on drums, Jack McDuff on organ, and Jimmy Forrest on sax. This is Betty Roche with Until the Real Thing Comes Along and Day by Day, featuring Naptown's own Bill Jennings on guitar.
I'd work for you, I'd slave for you, I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do.
Until the real thing comes along.
Succumb what may, I want you to know. Darling, I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay.
Stay tuned. We'll have more from Bill Jennings after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
This is the third and final edition of our three-part series paying tribute to the late Naptown guitar great Bill Jennings. He was born in Indianapolis in September of 1919. Bill Jennings was one of the most influential guitarists of his generation, but sadly, he remains largely forgotten in Naptown today. On this week's show, we're focusing on Bill Jennings' work in jazz music. Jennings had a unique sound on the electric guitar. He was left-handed, and he learned to play by flipping his guitar upside down with the high strings on top and the low strings on the bottom. And Jennings developed an unusual method of performing slides and string bends on the guitar, as you'll hear on the next two tracks. From Bill Jennings' 1959 album, Enough Said, we'll hear Dark Eyes and Ballare.
Thank you.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
This is the second part of our three-part series, paying tribute to the late Naptown guitar great Bill Jennings. He was born in Indianapolis in September of 1919. We just heard two tracks off Jennings' 1959 album, Enough Said, released by Prestige Records. Up next, we'll hear two cuts off Jennings' 1960 album on Prestige, titled Glide On. This is Bill Jennings with Hey Mrs. Jones and Fiddlin'.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
You're listening to the third and final edition of our three-part tribute to the Naptown guitarist Bill Jennings, one of the most important musicians to emerge from the Indiana Avenue scene. Bill Jennings cut his last known sessions in 1968 with sax player Willis Gator Tail Jackson. Jennings returned to Indianapolis shortly after those sessions. He played a handful of gigs during that time, appearing at Naptown clubs like the Honey Dripper. But very little is known about Jennings' final years. By most accounts, he'd retired completely from performing. Bill Jennings died in Indianapolis on November 29th of 1978. He was 59 years old. We'll end our three-part tribute to Bill Jennings with his 1959 recording, Blue James. Thanks for tuning in to the final edition of our three-part series paying tribute to the late Naptown guitarist Bill Jennings. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, and you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Baby, like I do, Nobody knows on up down, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two. Two. When you get.